Mindfulness is a form of magic. It's absolutely incredible what we can accomplish when we learn how to intentionally exist inside our own heads. The entire Mindful Moments Challenge teaches you exactly this: how to disassociate from your thoughts, your feelings, your memories, habits, and triggers and distractions for the purpose of calmly working through them. This is indeed magical because it's not something that we typically do. It's a skill that we put in conscious practice so that we can live our day-to-day lives more intentionally. Thanks to the Mindful Moments Challenge, we have a much better grasp on what it means to be present and to not live on autopilot. And now it's time to apply that understanding of mindfulness to manifesting. Because that's why we're here, right? To live our best lives, to make our dreams come true, to experience all we hope to experience in this lifetime. Mindful manifesting is not just about wishing and hoping and crossing your fingers. It's about deliberately co-creating your entire dream life with the help of the benevolent universe. And you know what? There are so many miracles waiting for you. Beyond abundance, beyond love, beyond time freedom. Manifesting is something that applies to every piece of your life, just like mindfulness. As your manifesting coach, I have made it my duty to help open your eyes to what's possible and empower you to make it happen for yourself. Manifesting isn't just thinking your way to a new life like the mainstream media would want you to believe. It's not about making a wish and the universe granting it. It's about using your skills of mindfulness to purposefully alter your energy so that the universe responds differently to what you put out via the law of attraction. And we do this inside our brains, or at least we start there. So let's bring these skills of mindfulness and manifesting into one powerful practice that takes you exactly where you want to go. Stay tuned. You're about to shatter the out of your manifesting ceiling because you're tuning in to the Spiritually Inspired Podcast, your number one resource for grounded spirituality and working with the law of attraction the right way. I'm Sarah Ray. I'm your manifesting coach, and this is the podcast where I teach mystics like you how to manifest on purpose and hopefully get you to laugh at least once per episode. New episodes filled with manifesting, mindfulness, and magic come out each Friday. Give us a 5-star rating wherever you happen to be listening so we can reach more modern mystics with spiritual awesomeness. Yes! And now, a quick word from this week's sponsor. Is it just me, or does it seem like everyone is really concerned with manifesting abundance, especially as it relates to their jobs or careers? It's like borderline obsessive. I should know, I fell into that trap for many years. For the longest time, I solely focused on manifesting abundance, financial freedom, and my perfect business slash career, and literally nothing else. I realized that I was missing out on so much life because I was only applying my manifesting techniques to one very specific area, career and abundance. Don't get me wrong, those things are wildly important and extremely relevant, but that's certainly not all there is to this beautiful life. I didn't want to miss out on all the other magical things that life has to offer. I didn't want to be defined by my career or by the amount of abundance I've been able to manifest. I am more than my career. You are more than your career, even if that career is extremely fulfilling and awesome. If you have a big vision for your life beyond your work and business, then come join us for our very first virtual retreat. This is no ordinary group session. This is a multi-hour healing and coaching session being hosted by myself and Sydney Morrison from the Light Your Path podcast. You remember Sydney from episode 153? She is a beautiful soul and a powerful empath, and we're teaming up to host a group of mystics who have grand plans for this lifetime beyond work and beyond abundance. This is the Manifesting Dreams Virtual Retreat, cultivating a life of fulfillment and joy. And you can go straight to spirituallyinspired.co/retreat to get all the details on this magical and unique online event. I cannot wait to have you join us. In case you're new to the way we manifest at Spiritually Inspired, let me do a quick review of the 4 manifesting phases. First up, there's mindset shifting, which is the focus of today's episode. This is where all that hard work of learning about mindfulness really comes into play. Most of us are pretty familiar with this phase because a lot of the mainstream rhetoric around manifesting lives right here. Affirmations, wishing, visualization, shadow work, and so much more. The goal of this phase is to transform your mindset into one that reflects what you want to manifest. We essentially reprogram your mind consciously and subconsciously, which changes how you process and proceed in the world. And we'll talk about why that is here in this episode. The next phase is intuitive planning. This is where we get to combine all of our favorite goal-setting tactics with tapping into our intuition. This is why I say manifesting goals so often, because we don't typically see those two things together. We all know that we can't just sit around and wait for our dreams to fall into our laps. We have to physically do things that open up opportunities. We have to use this phase to see what is preventing us currently from manifesting the dream, and we work to remove that obstacle. For example, if you want to manifest a trip to Italy, plan to go get a passport. There's room for your intuition to help make these plans as well. So, quick overview of the intuitive planning phase. The next one that we'll talk about is inspired action. In this phase, we make a good on our plans. We get the manifesting ball rolling by doing the things we set out to do. Sometimes we take baby steps, sometimes we take massive leaps. Either way, the idea is to put forth the effort and show the universe that we're doing our part. It's called co-creating for a reason, after all. We do our part, and the universe is doing its part, and the key with this phase is to leave it open-ended, making room for the next phase, which is letting go. This is where we release attachment to the outcome, as well as the path that we're planning on taking to get there. It is counterintuitive, but this is the real magic of manifesting. You've put in all the hard work that you put in on a physical and emotional level, and now it's time to put your trust in the universe in this phase. When we let go of manifesting our dreams, or we let go of going about it a certain way, we allow the universe room to bring us true miracles, to work its magic. And that's why the inspired action phase is about getting the ball rolling. The ball will eventually gain momentum and take off in a new direction. It's not our job to force it to stay on a specific course. It is our job to follow it. Long-term listeners and clients are intimately aware of this manifesting framework. It's the basis of everything that I do. And it's a magical thing because it addresses all the missing pieces in manifesting. I'm all about helping modern mystics manifest their goals while also experiencing miracles. This endless manifesting cycle teaches us to go deeper and deeper into our own mindfulness practices. The more aware we are of our behaviors, our reactions, and our motives, the easier it is to manifest with ease and swiftness. Cultivating mindfulness is where it all starts. Mindfulness is the awareness that arises when we intentionally pay attention to the present moment without judgment. And with that intention, we can begin to understand why life has manifested for us the way it has so far, which empowers us to manifest things differently. The more aware we are of our own thoughts and judgments and reactions to our experiences, the more we understand our circumstances, both internally and externally. If I firmly believe that all people are inherently selfish and cruel and terrible and are only motivated by their own needs, that is literally the only circumstance I will ever find myself in that will continuously be reinforced. If I firmly believe that everyone has the potential to live a life of love and light, and that goodness exists everywhere and that everywhere is sacred, then that's what I will continue to experience. These are simplified examples, of course, but they are rooted in truth. Being mindfully aware of what our beliefs are is the first stepping stone to intentional manifesting, to mindful manifesting. Recognition is a cornerstone skill in mindfulness, and it comes in very handy when we're manifesting with intention as well. Another reason why mindfulness is crucial for manifesting success is the aspect of staying present, meaning that you place your attention on the experience of the moment, whatever it looks or feels like, without trying to change or analyze anything, or at least not change anything yet. This is inherently important in manifesting because it is of the first phase, mindset shifting. Disassociating from the distractions and judgments helps us release the grip of past conditioning and future anxieties. It allows us to just kind of let go of the monkey mind, the rat race inside of our head, so we can reconnect with our center. Those things are operating independently from us, and we are empowered to think or feel differently than before if we take a mindful approach and disassociate from them. A big reason why things have manifested the way that they have so far is because of these conditioned beliefs that are based on our past experiences, as well as assumptions about the future. And that's just how manifesting works. No judgments again, no overanalyzing anything. That just is the way that things are. And those things take us out of the present moment because they are essentially focused on the past or the future or both, anywhere but right here, right now. We want to be right here, right now, not lost in the past or obsessing over the future. Without those mental distractions, it's much easier to feel the stillness of the present moment. It's much easier to drop out of your head and into your body, into your heart center, to end the spiral of obsessive thinking that's not really helpful, and just really be in a state of calmness. And within that state, it's much easier to understand that much of what we experience is based on our own judgments and criticisms. And this is why the Mindful Moments Challenge has an emphasis on controlling your responses rather than just reacting by default to the situations around you. We cannot control everything, but we can control a great deal, especially if we hone in on the skill of responding. Staying present teaches us this skill because while we're present, we're not engaging with thoughts and emotions. We're simply experiencing. This action alone gives us so much more space to see the expansion opportunities before us, which ultimately tumbles us into the experience of mindful manifesting. Rather than using our energy to simply react to the internal and external stimuli, we're using our energy to respond and fully experience it for what it is. Okay, imagine this scenario. You're at work and the boss calls you in for a meeting to confront you about a problem that you seem to be the cause of, but in reality have no connection to. A reaction would naturally be defensive, heated, chaotic, maybe even hostile. I didn't do that. Why are you blaming me when it's somebody else's fault? That's reacting. A response would likely be more curious, concerned, and level-headed. Even if there's a bit of confusion and misunderstanding, and you might even still experience some anger, you're going to be better off with a response. What made you come to this conclusion? How can we work towards a solution? What can I do to help fix the situation? By removing judgments and staying present, we evade survival mode and we stay in creative mode instead. The more we can stay in creative mode via our responses versus our reactions, the more intentional we can be about manifesting our dreams and our goals. The second we slip back into survival mode, all of our energy goes back to defend and block energy rather than to experience it. There is a time and a place for survival mode, of course. It is an important aspect of our psyche, but manifesting your dreams is not that place. The more we practice mindfulness, the deeper we dive into our own psyche. The more we can access within our own brains, the more deliberate we can be with our thoughts, our habits, our patterns, and our reactions versus our responses. This is the mindset shifting phase of manifesting at work. And what makes this phase so powerful boils down to how our brains function on a physical level. Exploring our own minds allows us to pinpoint patterns, traumas, and blocks that we might not otherwise notice. And the purpose of mindfulness is to expose these things so that we can make an empowered choice to change how we respond to these things within our minds. No, we cannot change the past, of course, where we experienced trauma or where patterns developed. We can't go back and change things. But we absolutely can change how we think and feel towards those things, which greatly impacts how we think and feel about things in the future. This act may seem really simple, but it literally reshapes our brains into believing something new and different about those experiences, those memories, those patterns, those traumas, whatever it may be. And this is what changes the energy we put out into the universe and how the universe responds to us. That is what I call our energy blueprint. This is the type of work that we need to do if we want to attract new things into our lives that are actually in alignment with our big dreams and our big goals. I hope now you're beginning to see how mindfulness and manifesting are closely intertwined. These things are indeed magical, but they're also very physical. Our brains are physically shaped to reflect our thoughts and patterns, beliefs, traumas, and anything else influencing our perception of the world. You know, our brains aren't smooth. They have all those indents and crevices in them, right? And that the way your brain looks is a literal physical manifestation of your thought patterns, of your beliefs and your traumas and all those things that make up our mindset. So in mindful manifesting, we are partaking in brain metamorphosis. To explain this further, I first have to bust a quick myth for you, which is one of my favorite things to do. So the general public commonly believes that our brains stop developing around age 25, but this is not accurate. While it's true that much of our most significant neurological development happens in childhood and then again in early adulthood, our brains remain adaptable and capable of change throughout life. That is the very nature of the brain. That is its very purpose, in fact. And there's this beautiful miracle of nature called neuroplasticity, which is our brain's ability to consistently form new connections and pathways physically on your brain. And this ability never goes away. We always have this ability. Even if you're elderly, even if you're just a young child, neuroplasticity allows it so that we can rethink and reshape our brains through our thoughts. It's really, really interesting. The more mindful we are, the stronger our brains become, and the easier it is to create new neural connections within our brains. With mindful practice, we can be very deliberate about our neural pathways, and you want to be deliberate about your neural pathways. I know that might be kind of weird, especially if you're a first-time listener to the Spiritually Inspired podcast and you've never heard of this concept before, but trust me when I say that when we know that affirmations make a big difference, this is why. It's changing your neural pathways. When we know that shifting your mindset is the key to changing what you're manifesting, this is why. It's because it literally changes your brain, and it's really cool. I think it's really cool. I'm not a neuroscientist. I'm just a lifelong learner, and I think this is very fascinating, and it really impacts the way that I teach manifesting, which is why I think one of the ways I teach manifesting is so different than the ways you might have seen before. Scientists used to believe that the brain was stagnant as we grew into adulthood, but major advancements in this field of neuroscience have shown that this is simply not true, which is great news for us as a mindful manifesting modern mystics. It's physical proof that we can choose to change at any point in life, and we just need to be consistent with it. Every time we think a thought or feel an emotion or make a decision or relive a memory or solve a problem, our brain fires a neuron electronically from one point of our brain to another. And then it creates what is called a neural pathway. And the actual connections that are made are actually called neural connections. The more we think those same thoughts, feel those same emotions, relive those same memories, the more defined the neural pathway becomes. It physically becomes deeper in your brain and stronger and more persistent within the brain, especially compared to things that you don't normally think or that you don't normally feel. And because we are creatures of evolution, we naturally seek the path of least resistance when it comes to conserving energy. This means that to a certain extent, our brain prefers to fire neurons down pathways that are already well established. If left to its own devices, if never practiced mindfulness, if we never did that, if we were mindless in our lives, our brains would continue to carve those same pathways deeper and deeper because they already exist. It's not going to naturally create a new neural pathway. It's just going to keep using the ones that are already there. And this, my friends, is exactly why mindfulness is crucial and why I wish mindfulness was a skill taught in schools and workplaces around the world. This is vital information, if you ask me. When you're being mindful, you're essentially becoming aware of all that brain activity. And thanks to neuroplasticity, we have the power to literally reshape our brains by actively creating new neural pathways. This indeed takes time and persistence because our brains naturally want to stick to those neural pathways that we already tread every single day. It wants to go at the path of least resistance. But the possibility is within you to change your brain, to reflect a new mindset that is actually in alignment with who you want to be, with what you want to manifest, and how you want to experience life. And this is what I mean when I say creative mode. That's what I mean by mindful manifesting. Think of this as a little side experiment if you'd like, one that's also rooted in your spiritual journey because it's bridging the gap between those two worlds. And thanks to our energy blueprint, as well as our subconscious confirmation biases, our brain automatically looks to reinforce the neural pathways that have been created by filtering out all information that doesn't align with it. In other words, it's always going to look to reinforce what it already believes to be true. Can you see where I'm going with this? Changing your thoughts changes your brain, which will change how you and your brain process the loads of information coming at you from all directions at any given time. And because everything is energy, this changes the energy that you are radiating outwards, which is what the universe responds to via the law of attraction. So that is how mindset shifting will change what it is that you are manifesting. Mic drop. No, don't drop the mic. I need it to record still. By being mindful about what's going on inside your head, you're giving yourself new opportunities to actually see things differently, to respond differently. When you change your mindset, you change your energy. When you change your energy, you change what you're manifesting. And this beautiful cycle of mindful manifesting continues on and on and on forever until you've cultivated your ultimate dream life. That's it for today's episode. I hope it's been helpful and interesting for you. This is by far my favorite topic to talk about because there's so much crossover between scientific understanding and spiritual truths. And if you are a longtime listener of the Spiritually Inspired podcast, I just want to say thank you. I hope these concepts are making big impacts in your life the same way they make big impacts in my life. And if you're a new listener, thank you for being here. And I hope that it's not too weird or off the wall for you, but if your interest is piqued, be sure to go back and listen. In fact, if you enjoyed this particular episode, I highly recommend you go back and listen to episode 178 that answers the seemingly simple question, what is mindfulness? Because if you're listening to this one, you're probably interested in mindfulness a little bit, right? Probably. It's a good guess. And that episode is also the prelude to the entire Mindful Moments Challenge. If you haven't listened yet, go listen to that one next and start the Mindful Moments Challenge. Before we sign off for this week, I just wanted to extend an extra special thank you to all of my monthly supporters who choose to kindly donate to Spiritually Inspired. Your support means the world to me. The fact that you're willing to share your abundance with me every month makes my heart sing. It just fills me with so much love and light, and I am very, very grateful for you. And I sincerely hope that you enjoy your exclusive member benefits, which include weekly guided Reiki meditations that are exclusive to members, as well as personalized monthly tarot readings and discounts on private sessions, group sessions, and all virtual events. To check out these exclusive benefits for yourself, you can go to spirituallyinspired.co/membership. Thank you so much for listening. This has been episode 179 of the Spiritually Inspired podcast called Mindful Manifesting. I'm Sarah Ray, manifesting coach and crystal Reiki master. And as you go on your way today, know that I am sending you an abundance of love and light and inspiration. Blessed be. Hey, you. Yeah, you, the mystical one. You are warmly invited to our next Reiki share inside of our free Facebook group, twice per week, I go live on camera to offer channeled guidance from spirit and healing energy to all those who need it and want it, with replays always available. And I would be honored if you would be a part of these magical circles. Go to spirituallyinspired.co/freegroup to become a member for free and get your fill of healing crystal Reiki. I can't wait to see you in the group. Bye, friends.